This is Norma Walton Talks. I hope you will talk back. Today's topic is kid-sized money sense. I am blessed with 4 children and a husband, which makes us a family of 6. And as a family of 6 living in Toronto, we have to make choices about what we spend our money on. The children, of course, want everything that they see. They want what their friends have, they want what they see on TV, they want what the stars on TV have, they want what their basketball players have, and it's challenging to impart to them in a way that doesn't make you feel like you're constantly lecturing that you don't have unlimited budget. So with our 4 children, we've come up with a few strategies that seem to be working thus far to teach them about the value of money. So one thing that we do is we grocery shop as a family, and it's fabulous because what I'll say to the kids is, okay, you know all the cereals we like, and of course a lot of them are sugar cereals, but there's a large range of cereals they like, and I'll say any that are on sale, you can buy. So they'll go to the cereal aisle and they'll check out, okay, there's Corn Pops on sale, Shreddies are on sale, oh, the Frosted Flakes aren't on sale. So that's one way that we sort of teach them that when you're out shopping, if you like 8 different things, but only 3 are on sale, buy the 3 that are on sale and buy 2 of them instead of buying the 5 that aren't on sale, because again, the family budget goes, it stretches further when you do that. So even my little one, I have a little girl who's almost 5. She totally understands when she's in the grocery store, mommy, the yogurt's on sale, the Activia vanilla yogurt's on sale. And I'll say, okay, great, let's buy 10 of them because we eat a ton of it. So that's one way that I've found of involving them in a family decision about how we buy more for less money. The second discussion that we have in our household is 3 of our children, our 3 older children, so I have 2 boys who are almost 12 and a 9-year-old girl, they play competitive hockey in Toronto. And any competitive sports are expensive. So we're very open with them about the family budget. And what we've explained to them is they have cousins who go to Aruba for Christmas, go, you know, to Colorado skiing at March break, they spend the summer at the beach, and they have various trips in between. And we've explained to them, mommy and daddy can't afford that if we're going to play competitive hockey, because there's only so much money in the pool and we have to figure out how to allocate that money towards the things that you want. And although from time to time they'd like to be traveling more, they generally accept that that's a decision they've made, they've been a part of that decision, and so they understand that when their cousins are off having a fabulous time in Aruba for 3 weeks over Christmas and they're at hockey camp, they were part of that choice. And I think it makes them understand the value of choices with money and how one choice leads you in one direction and another choice would lead you in another. So that's been a very valuable exercise in our family. A third thing we do is we tend to buy stuff on Kijiji. So if they want rollerblades, rather than go to the store and buy 4 pairs of rollerblades, or 5 if I'm going to do it with them, God help us, we look on Kijiji and we go, okay, you know, what can we buy for $10 instead of $60? So we recently bought 5 pairs of rollerblades for $40. And no, they weren't the most current models, and no, they didn't look fantastic, but all of us were able to rollerblade, some better than others, and it was fantastic. And again, it's a learning for them to say, okay, having the best rollerblades on the market is not as important as having rollerblades that I can use to go to the school and you know, ride on the sidewalk and ride on the road and enjoy. So that's been a good exercise, using Kijiji to save money off of retail. The fourth thing that we've done is, as every parent knows, sometimes used whatever doesn't work. So my 2 boys are into basketball shoes. They love the LeBron James, the Kyrie Irving. You know, they need a certain type of basketball shoe. And of course, these players and these companies are brilliant because they bring out new models every 6 months. So you can't have last year's model, you need this year's model, which is challenging because this year's model is always at least $200, and their friends have it and the stars have it and they want it. So the way we deal with situations like that where you can't really, you know, can't buy it used, is we sort of allocate a certain amount we can afford. So I'll say to them, look, I can put $80 towards a pair of running shoes. If you want to find a pair of running shoes for $80, fantastic. Mommy will pay all of it. But if you want that $200 pair that's endorsed by LeBron James, you're going to have to pay out of your own money for the difference. And although initially they objected to that and they found that difficult, as it's evolved and they've become used to it, they're far better at saying, Mommy, look, there's a $200 pair here, but there's also a brand new pair in the discount rack that's $100 with 30% off. It's 70 and I can live with those. They're not, you know, the most current version, but they're good enough. And again, it forces the children to make choices about what's important to me versus how much money do I want to have going out of my wallet to accommodate my, you know, desire to be cool or hip or fit in or feel like I'm sick is the new term that's thrown around my house. So that's another way that we've managed to just instill in them a sense of money. When I was a girl, I worked in, my first job was in a library and I loved that job. A few years later, I started to waitress and I didn't like waitressing as well as working in the library, but it paid a lot better because you got tips. A few years from that, I ended up with a job on the line at Ford Motor Company where I earned far more money and I hated that job. So again, sharing that experience with the kids lets them realize that working at the library, I made $3.75 an hour. Waitressing, I made $15 an hour, and at Ford, I made $25 an hour. Ford was a horrible job. I hated it. The library was a job I loved. Waitressing was sort of in the middle, and it helps them figure out when they make choices, you know, do I go for the money and just hold my nose and do the job, or do I go with what I love and make a bit more, a bit less, or do I go with the middle ground? So sharing those experiences, I find, is also helpful in helping them understand the value of money. So those are just some tips and tricks and experiences that I've had with the kids. They're great kids and they really are starting to understand the value of money. They have their own wallets. They you know, keep track of their money. They collect gifts from the tooth fairy or their grandparents or birthdays or Christmas, put them in the wallet, monitor what's there. They've started to make intelligent choices about what they want to do with that money. And it's really satisfying to see them, you know, their math skills are becoming good. They've figured out how to calculate, you know, if they have this amount and they spend this amount, this is what they have left. This is what they have to earn from mommy doing chores or cleaning boxes or have their grandparents help them or them help their grandparents for money in order to replenish that. So again, it's been a really interesting journey to see their money sense develop. And what I find with money and with learning to manage money in your life is it's similar to maintaining a healthy weight. It's one of those things that's a daily struggle, but it's a lifelong journey. So if you conquer each day, then over time you accumulate a little bit of money and you also, more importantly, accumulate the ability to understand the value of money. So that is Kid Size Money Sense. This is Norma Walton Talks. Please talk back. I'd love to hear your ideas, tips, tricks, stories, suggestions, because Lord knows anything that stretches a dollar in my household would be appreciated.